a thing you used to wheel stuff around in if it was too heavy to carry?
Well, there's a wheelbarrow to come in later along. Mm-hmm. We didn't have them. Well, yes, I think way back there we had wooden, it was made, spokes was all out of wood and things in a wheelbarrow. It's the first thing we ever owned. And it had a wooden flat thing kind of on it. It's mm-hmm. your pile of wood and stuff on. I can remember them when I was 10 or 12 years old. Called a wheelbarrow.
Did you ever have something that you'd grind, sharpen something on?
Grinding rocks.
Grinding rocks?
Yeah. And I still got one.
And one that would turn around, it was called a... Did you ever have one that would turn around?
Yeah, that was grinding rock. And you right. turned it with a crank.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else sharpened the knife or mm-hmm. whatever. And then got them along later years. It come out with a little electric motor. It turned them. All you had to do, and it'll run running water on it. I got one of the big stones down here. Yeah, putting the big rock stones.
Can you drive a do you drive, sir?
Cars?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You drive? If you, let's see, if you had to, if something was squeaking in the car, what would you say you had to do with that car?
Carry it and have it checked or greased right away.
Greased?
Yes. Their oil's done something about the oil. There's some part running dry. There's oil somewhere bearing somewhere or another.
Something. Yeah.
Or a brake was a... brake shoe was coming loose or something. Or you'd have to carry it somewhere out quick and have it 60 clear squeaking in a car. You better.
If, then you, if you got some grease on your hands, you'd say they were... Yeah, what would you have on your hands? You'd say they were
greasy.
Greasy.
Yeah.
Okay. What was it used to burn in lamps here?
Kerosene.
Kerosene.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you call a makeshift lamp with a rag and a bottle of kerosene? Did you ever have a word?
It's called a wick of that you put in a jug or anything and suck the oil up to keep a pretty good flame up on top, see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you have a word for those things?
We called it a wick. That's all I know it, if I remember that we called them. But
uh-huh.
the regular wick is, goes on a lamp, like, you know, that you light.
Yeah.
But, women let us right again.
Yeah, that's it.
Somebody give us for...
Right.
A preacher, no preacher give it to us.
Uh-huh. Inside the tire of a car is the, what's the inside of the car tire? You have a... This
inner
rubber,
tube?
Inner tube, rubber thing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's uh-huh. all bad of the past, though, ain't it?
So what?
Just about gone, that inner tube business, ain't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're...
You told me 50 years, when I first got a car, someday they'll make the wheels and the rubber.
Yeah.
You just pump it up. Won't be no inner tube, but see, you crazy as hell. Get out from here.
Really?
Yeah, I was told you that. I wouldn't have thought it was possible that they could make it. That the wind, the pressure would hold it solid to the sides and not let the air escape, especially when you hit a hard hole like that.
Uh-huh.
It wouldn't let your air get away from you. I hit them sometimes hard enough to knock it out, but I wonder why it don't do it. You know, but I couldn't understand why with that quick corner like you hit a hole in the road, that
yeah.
quick corner wouldn't jar that enough, open it up enough that some of the air would squirt out the hole. It wouldn't put it long, you'd push you, you'd have a flat tire, but I guess it don't work that way.
Do y'all have any lakes around here?
Huh?
Do you have any lakes around this area or set down in the Gulf? I'm sure you have plenty of them, don't you?
Lakes?
Yeah.
No, not on the dug ponds here that we have to, if we want to